to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Well, good afternoon. This is Rich Greenwood. I'm filling in for Rick Rosman today. Rick is away, and I want to tell you just a little bit about Mr. Rosman and what a fantastic guy he is, and then I'll tell you a little bit about me and about the show. Today's show is going to be focused on nonprofits, fundraising, volunteering, and giving back, one of the segments that Mr. Rosman focuses on, and I just want to tell you a little bit more about Rick Rosman. Mr. Rosman is an active humanitarian. He's been involved as a board member and committee host of the upcoming prestigious event, the Jefferson Awards, and any of you that don't know about the Jefferson Awards should go Google that, and it's a fantastic awards ceremony that was started way back in 1972 by Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Senator Robert Taft, and Sam Beer, and recognizes volunteerism and public service throughout the nation. And that's what's really this show is all about. It's about giving back. You know, one of my favorite quotes in this whole world is a quote by George Bernard Shaw, who said that it is impossible for individuals to make a difference, but it just so happens that all history is made by unreasonable men. And really, volunteerism, nonprofits, and fundraising, sometimes it does seem a little bit unreasonable. It does seem a little bit impossible. But good things happen if you try, and that's what this is about. And today I'd like to give you some information about what's working, invite some people onto the show that are involved with nonprofits and charity events, and get their stories about what's working, and maybe even answer some questions that people have about what might work better for their organization. And I appreciate everyone that's tuned in today to the show to find out about that. And this show, as you heard from the intro, is a production from Eric Zuli in the Easy Way. And any of you that don't know about the Easy Way and aren't following Easy yet on Twitter should do so. Please look up the Hollywood It guy and follow Eric Zuli on Twitter and Facebook and on YouTube. And you will have a really great understanding, if you do, of what really works in making connections, because that's what Eric is an expert at. I've known him for a little while now, and I've seen him in action, and it's a pleasure to work with Eric, and I encourage each of you to follow him on Twitter, contact him, and find out how you can get involved in the Easy Way. But today's show, again, is about nonprofits, volunteerism, and what's really working. And I wanted to start the show with just sharing a couple of statistics with you. What's going on in this world? So here are some statistics from nonprofitmarketing.com. The impact of online fundraising continues with the meaning growth of the business in the United States has a meaning growth rate of about 15.8% this past year, which is down a little bit from the 20% growth rate in 2010, but is still pretty exciting. So you should all be encouraged that if you're involved in fundraising, if you're involved with a charity, if you're involved with some kind of cause, there's room for optimism there. Online giving continues to grow fastest for smaller organizations. If you have a large organization with 10,000 or more organizations, your organization may be growing a little bit less than you would like it to, but just be comforted by knowing that is an industry trend The average online monthly gift for an organization is about $31. It's $31.96, actually. And so if you have a mechanism on your website and in your organization for people to give, just understand that, most people like to donate a little bit less than $100, around $31. So give them opportunities to do that. Here's a couple of other statistics I'd like to share with you. On profits, nonprofits increased their dollars raised by 19% from 2010 to 2011. Why is that? Well, there's a number of different things that are going on in our society. A lot of people know that the government is starting to step out of the business of helping people, and so nonprofits and other organizations are stepping up, and that may be one of the reasons for the trends. And in today's show, we want to help you take advantage of that. So, again, I really appreciate that. It looks like we've got a couple of calls that are they're already coming in, and I want to invite them onto the program. We've got somebody calling in from the 408 area code, and let's go ahead and bring them into the show. And we're waiting for that. And while we're waiting for that, I'll give you some fundraising tips. You know, if you're
calling 424-9755, if that's your number, go ahead and talk. You're on the air.
Well, beautiful. Good afternoon. And who is this?
It's Mike Precise.
Mike, well, thank you so much for calling today. You know, I've known you, Mike, now for about a year now, and you've got a very inspiring story, Mike. And I want to share your story with the people listening on the call. That you are a person from Texas, right?
Yes, I'm from Austin, Texas, born and raised for about 23 years.
And Mike, you have a little bit of a condition that challenges you in business. What's going on that's challenging you from moving forward in business related to?
I was about 2.5 years ago. I was diagnosed with keratoconus, which is a very rare eye disease in the world of eye genetics. It is actually an eye mutation which causes my cornea to shape like a cone, therefore causing blindness within the cornea that has no cure. So you can kind of think of it like, you know, if I think it was Ray Charles who was able to see but lost his eyesight, I believe it was, but so I'm caught in the middle, and there is no cure, and it constantly hurts every day. It constantly hurts. I get up. I've been legally blind now for about a year and a half, 2 years, and since I'm diagnosed on paper, I cannot generate any money legally because I'm incompetent, or I cannot do the forms and tasks that are asked of me, and I'm only 27 years old.
But Mike, you're not giving up. You've got some radio shows going on, right? Where can people check you out on the radio?
So 2012 was a great year. Like I said, I teamed up with I want to let everybody know I teamed up with you. I teamed up with Eric Zuli, of course. I love the guy. And 2012 was a great year. In the beginning, and then got kind of rough. I've had multi hackers that have hacked into my stuff, but I mean, the 2013 year, as soon as that bell dropped, man, it was a whole different ball game. I'm now on with MTV. I'm doing things with MTV now. I'm actually waiting on a response back for doing stuff with the Examiner. I've got Taylor Swift, a new radio show coming out. It's called Swifty Radio. I've got I've now just got picked up by a company called Live Entertainment, who is doing stuff with Cernino Black, which is now on his way to Atlanta to do stuff with Ludacris. He's doing a song with Ludacris, just got finishing up his song with Meek Mills, and has his new video out called Rose Gold.
Very exciting. If people want to get in touch with you, they would Google Raw Feed Radio, right?
They would just Google Raw Feed, RAWEFEED, and you go from there.
I just wanted to commend you, Mike, for your continued efforts to make it in this world, despite challenges, and that's really why I invited you to call today to share your story, because it's inspiring to me, and I just want to inspire everybody that's listening to the show right now to not give up. The things that you care about, you got to keep caring, you got to keep pushing, you got to make sure that you're making some progress. And Mike, I just want to say God bless you, and here's to a fantastic 2013. And, I'll be back in touch with you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thank you very much for letting me call in, bro.
Great. And it looks like we got a couple of other calls waiting. Looks like there's one from 408 that's on the line. Let's go ahead and welcome that person to the call. And
well,
while I'm waiting,
or somebody calling from Skype. If you're calling from an unregistered number or Skype, you're on the air.
Beautiful. Good afternoon. Who's this?
Caller? If you have a blocked number, you're calling from Skype, you are on the air. If not, you don't have to talk, but sometimes we have some shy callers. So we'll back to you, Rich.
That's all right. So let me share with you the top nonprofits on Facebook. If your organization has a Facebook page, you want to make sure to promote that. You want to make sure that you're using social media. And, of course, Eric Zuli would be a great person to contact about that. But you want to make sure that you're on social media. That some of the top nonprofits on the top nonprofit on Facebook is the Facebook page for Invisible Children with over 3 million likes. National Public Radio has got over 2.5 million likes. And the Olympic State Committee is on there. TED, I don't know if you've ever heard any TED Talks, but TED is a great place to go to be inspired, and I would encourage you all to do that. PETA, RED, the RED has done a number of different product promotions with Apple and with other groups, and it's a really terrific organization. And I just would say, again, if you've got a Facebook page for your organization, make sure to get it social media connected. Make sure that you're tweeting. Make sure you're telling people what's going on. And make sure you're telling them why they should care. You know, I want to share a real quick story, real quick from my background and a little bit about me. So my name is Rich Greenwood. I own an ad agency. I help run an ad agency here in the Bay Area called Firepower Creative at firepowercreative.com. And for the past 30 years or so, I've helped businesses and nonprofits, connect to the people that they want to connect with. And I'll tell you a little quick story about Women and Their Children's Housing, which is an organization here in the Bay Area that helps women transition from an abusive home into a safe home. And we did some brainstorming on what goes on. And if you see ads in the magazine related to abuse that happens in the home, a lot of times it's women with a black eye or something like that in some headline. But honestly, a lot of people blame, both parents that are involved in that. And they say, well, you can get out, but nobody blames the children. So we developed a campaign that was focused specifically on the children. And in fact, the headline, which was scrawled in a kid's handwriting for that was done on the TV ad, the brochure, and the radio television spots, started out with the line, "Maybe it's my fault, Daddy hits Mommy." And when you see that line, "Maybe it's that my fault that Daddy hits Mommy," it really hits home, because that's what happens with kids. They blame themselves. And that campaign was extremely successful. And when we presented it to the manager of that organization, a big burly guy who was a construction guy, and he got a tear in his eye, and we knew that we made an effect. We knew that we touched hearts, and that's what you have to do, folks. When you're doing a charity event, when you're doing a fundraiser, it's not about you. It's not about the people that are giving. It's about the organization itself. It's about what you're talking about. And you got to show images. You got to tell stories that help to connect with people. You know, they say that facts tell, but stories sell. And that's really what it's about in this world of nonprofits and fundraising. And I just wanted to encourage you all to take that to heart. I want to share a little bit more information with you, some fundraising tips. You know, if you're doing a fundraiser, you really have to be thinking about, what you're doing. And this comes from fundraisingtips.com. One Know how much money you need and when you need it. It's very important to have a specific goal in mind. It's just, not just more money. It's a specific goal because then you're working towards it. You know, make sure to add estimated cost to your fundraising goal, you know, including marketing and things like that. If possible, plan early. You know, add time to your fundraiser so that you have time to get information out about it, to tell people about it, and to make it a big success. Make sure to set beginning and end dates for each project, each point of it. You know, have milestones that exist so everything doesn't pile up with you on the end. Find out what types of fundraisers have been successful in your area, your group, community in the past. You know, it's great to build on what has already worked, and I strongly encourage that. You know, Picasso said that the good artists borrow and great artists steal, and what he really meant was that modeling works. Modeling absolutely works. If you've got a fundraiser, if you've got a charity event, if you've got a nonprofit, you're not starting from scratch. These things already exist. Somebody in your space is already doing something right. Find out what people are doing right and do that. You know, and use a goal chart. Thermometers are really popular to check your progress and double-check your community calendar. Make sure that you're on your community calendar. You know, social media is really important, and one component of social media is use community calendars. If you've got a nonprofit, if you've got an event coming up, many community calendars, including newspapers, including even national magazines, but certainly websites, will allow you to post. Craigslist, of course, has a community calendar, so make sure that your community event is up on the Craigslist calendar as a basic matter of courses. Fundraising sources, you know, there are three main types of fundraisers. There's pledges and donation, which is a list of potential donors, and you can approach them for support. This is working from a list that you already have, friends and family, colleagues and coworkers, door-to-door solicitation, that kind of thing. There's also product fundraisers, which are related to products. And then there's event fundraisers. You know, with product fundraisers, you can use and purchase products from a reputable fundraiser supplier. You can use some product donations could be resold to businesses to raise cash. And then, of course, you've got bake sales and things like that. And event fundraisers can be bake sales or car wash or flea markets or fashion shows. You know, Eric and I have both been involved in a number of successful charity fashion shows, and they work for a number of reasons. You know, everybody loves fashion. Everybody loves getting on the red carpet, and everybody loves giving back. And so when you can combine those things into an event, it's very, very successful. And there are many people that are either on this call or calling in that have been involved in that kind of thing, and I would just encourage that to continue. Make sure that you're connecting with the right audience. Make sure that you're using the right messaging, and make sure that you're getting out there. You know, many years ago, I was hired to help reposition the marketing for a product called the Jesus Video, which has now been seen by more than a billion people. And when I met with them, it's a component of the Campus Crusade for Christ, and this is just a movie about Jesus, and it's shown all over for free, and they raise money to help continue that. When I met with them, though, I asked them how many times they've been seen by people, and they have the statistics in their database, but they weren't sharing it because it had been shown to about a billion people, had about 50 million commitments to Christ as a result of the movie, but they weren't talking about that. You know, lead with your best stuff. You know, that's what they say when you're writing a screenplay. That's what they say when you're writing a novel, and it's certainly true when you're doing a fundraiser. The superlatives about your organization, what we call in the marketing world the unique selling proposition. There's something unique about what you're doing, and that needs to be first and foremost in that. You know, at Firepower Creative, one of the things that we try to do on a regular basis is try to get underneath what the message is that the client is wanting us to convey, because underneath that is why people care about it. You know, the thing about that people care about is what they want to talk about, and that people care about what they care about from their perspective, not from yours. So make sure that you're communicating the benefit of what you're doing from their perspective and not just yours. And here's a couple of other statistics I would like to share with you. In any given year, about 70% of Americans give to some kind of charity. So, you know, 7 out of 10 people that you see at Starbucks, 7 out of 10 people that you have in your classroom, 7 out of 10 people that you work with are given to something. If you're doing a charity, if you have a nonprofit, what you want to make sure that you're doing is getting the word out there so that they're more likely to give to your organization. And how do you do that? Well, you try everything possible. You know, Eric Zuli is an expert in making connections and creating media events and making sure people at a high level and a medium level are able to connect with one another. And that's an important thing. But it's also important to get your word out there. If you have a Twitter account, if you have a Facebook, make sure that you're regularly applying that. And it should not just be from your personal account. If you have a nonprofit, if you have a cause that you're supporting, make sure that if it's a cause that you're supporting, that you're adding to their social media. And if it's yours, you want to make sure that you establish some social media for that. Americans tend to give about 3% of their income to charity, unless they totally lost their job. So the average donation amount for an individual is about 3%, which isn't a lot, but it adds up. In 2006, in fact, nonprofits contribute over $666 billion to the U.S. economy, and that's one of the things that you want to emphasize if you have a nonprofit, if you have a charity that you're involved with, is how much it's connected to the community. When people give to your charity, they're involved in other aspects of the world itself, and it's really important to make sure that gets communicated out to people. In private giving from individuals, foundations, and corporations reached over $295 billion in 2006, more than double 1996, $139 billion. And it's going up even now. You know, about, in terms of volunteerism, in 2005, about 61 million people said that they volunteer. Now, why do people volunteer? People volunteer their time for a number of different reasons. You know, in Maslow's hierarchy of existence, it talks about, you know, basic needs. And our basic needs start with just food and shelter, and then it's connection, then it's being meaningful. And having a life of purpose, you know, the purpose-driven life, the book written by Rick Warren is the, next to the Bible, I think it is the number one best-selling nonfiction book that's ever been written. And having a purpose driven life, having a purpose-filled life is extremely important. If you know what your purpose is, if you know why you're here, you should be living that out. And part of your purpose, I believe, for each one of us is to give back. So, and the easiest way for you to feel better, if you're ever feeling down, if you have friends that are ever feeling down, the easiest way to feel better is to go help someone. If you're not volunteering at a senior center near you, if you're not volunteering for one of the organizations that's helping kids or certainly youth that are in trouble, you should consider doing that. We've all got 2 or 3 hours a month, and it would be good for you to give back, and it feels good when you do give back. Again, it's the biggest, the easiest energy boost. It's the easiest mood boost that you can ever have. And it adds up, you know. In 2006, about 12.9 billion hours were volunteered in the United States, which is the equivalent of 7.6 million full-time employees. You know, we have an unemployment rate in the United States now that's about 7.8, just went down recently. But even at that rate, it's still pretty high. Anyway, so I'm gonna take a real quick commercial break, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk a little bit more. But thank you again for tuning in to the Rosman Experience, and make sure to go to rickrosman.com for more information about the great work that Rick Rosman is doing. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Well, all right, we're back. And thank you very much for coming back. And it's always good to get cheers, even canned or not. It's always good to get that. Listen, I want to share with you just a couple more statistics. You know, these are best practices for donors because some of you that are listening in are people that tend to give, and we appreciate you being part of the show. We appreciate you being part of this movement, and I want to make sure that I am acknowledging the crucial role of donors in this ecosystem that is the nonprofit volunteer world. Without you, it wouldn't exist. It's not just about soliciting people. It's not just about asking. It is about giving. And giving is extremely important, and it's extremely important for us to be savvy where we give. And here's the top 10 best practices for savvy donors taken from CharityNavigator.org. Number one, be proactive in your giving. You know, smart givers generally don't give reactively to a knee-jerk fashion. They don't respond to the first organization that appeals for help. They take the time to identify which causes are most important to their families and are specific about the change they want to affect. For example, they don't just support generic cancer charities, but instead have targeted goals for their giving, such as providing mammograms for at-risk women in their community. It's really important for you to do some background checking on the organizations that you're participating in. I'll come back to the list in just a second. It looks like we've got another caller on the line from 510. Why don't we welcome you to the call?
Yes, hi. It's Roanna from Roanna Design.
Roanna, thank you so much for calling today. And Roanna, you and I are friends, and I just admire you as a person. I wanted to talk a little bit, and I'm glad you called today, because I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the heroic work that you've done as an individual. You know, we met at Starbucks here in the Bay Area a few months back, and I was so thrilled to hear about your story that starts with you being a mom and a business person and actually an engineer. And then you branched out into designing and now product development. Tell me a little bit more about that, Roanna.
As far as how I got into it or
what
motivated me.
You started when you were a kid doing some wedding dress.
Yeah. When I was about, I've always been interested in sewing when I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old. And so I just started creating little things, you know, here and there and whatnot. And then as I was, I think I must have been in sixth grade, I took like a small little home economic class. And then we made a little blouse and I really liked it. And so I started, I just started sewing a lot. And then when I was in seventh grade, a lot of the kids, the girls in my school, would ask me to make something for them, and they would pay me for about $10 for a dress back then. And so then I really liked what I was doing, and then and went into high school, and I started designing wedding dresses when I was 15 or 16 years old.
You recently had some pretty good successes on both the runway and on stage. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
I did. Last year when I was in between jobs, I was working for Stanford at Slack, and I was offered a job here at SGI. So I had I took 2 weeks off, and in between then I was on Facebook, and you know, with the social networking, and that's how I met Steve Tulebsky. And so he is actually one of the he's the president here on the West Coast area for Cocoa Jeans. And so I met with him, and then he was saying, you know, maybe you could help me sell some of the jeans. And I said, sure, I'll meet with you. Then when we met, he said, oh, my gosh, you know, let's do a photo shoot. And that's how it started for me. And then after that, you know, I did a little bit of the modeling, and then I went to New York Fashion Week after maybe about several months. And then I met great people, you know, Skip Pass from West Coast Leather, and then some other designers here in the Bay Area also found me through Facebook and wanted me to do a little print modeling, so I did that. Then I was thinking, you know, I was doing a fitting, and I thought, you know what, I can do this. And so that's how I started. And I met some of the people from the industry, and then, again, through Facebook, one of the designers here in the Bay Area wanted to do a fashion show in for a spring fashion show and asked if any designers from the Bay Area are interested. So I have not, you know, been in this. I haven't been sewing for decades, you know, because I've been concentrating and, you know, as a mechanical engineer and just concentrating on my career. And so then, you know, I volunteered, and she said, you know, that's great. The next day she posted on Facebook, you know, I have two designers that's going to be in our show and one that's just, you know, fresh off, you know, brand new to all of this. Then I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get my, excuse me, my crap together. And so that's when I, and then I went to L.A. and I bought some material. And then that's when I started preparing for the show in April. And not realizing, haven't done this for at all and didn't know what the outcome of this, I just thought that, well, this would be, I thought that this is going to be fun. And after the fashion show, it just kind of blew up on me, and I had all of these, you know, great compliments from other people, and that's how it started. So it started last year, April 2012. And then I decided, and, you know, between jobs, it was just hard having to, you know, to do this and the engineering and then the mom and all of this going on at the same time, and I had a lot of orders. And so then I did my photo shoot for the first time in May, and I had to sort of put that in the back burner because I was so busy at work having to do, you know, design as a mechanical engineer. And finally, you know, sat down, I thought I had all these other opportunities, and so much started to, so many magazines started to approach me as well as photographers. But I couldn't do both because I just knew that having to, you know, do the photo shoots, it's just, it takes up your entire day, and I only had the weekend. And
So you've got these designs that you fashion designs, and mm-hmm. from what I understand, you did some designs for an award show here in L.A. and yes, some other people are starting to approach you. And if people want to find out more about your designs, which I personally find are fascinating, and folks, if you want to see some designs that look good and work good, because they're designed by both an artist who is an engineer. Go to Facebook, look up Rowena Designs, and how do you spell that again?
It's Rowenanad, and then Designs. On Facebook. It's just Rowena Designs. That's it.
So connect with you on Facebook about that. And then the other thing that I noticed when we got together was how, you know, you're almost my age. I'm 52, and you're not much younger than me. But you look like a little kid, and I asked why, and you told me a little bit about this this fantastic this scrub.
Yes,
that you've
yes,
got.
Actually, yes, and it's something that I've concocted years ago, over maybe about almost 7 years ago. And the reason why, and I've always used scrubs. I've always been self-conscious about my skin. So even in my 20s, I've always really very interested and intrigued by, you know, having to just have this youthful look, you know, and so forth without having to go through so much hassle and expensive things. And so I've always been, being a mom of three, I've always, you know, cooked, baked, and all of that. And so, and I wanted to develop my own skincare instead of having to spend an arm and a leg out there, you know, having to do my research. And another thing, too, is because my daughter has eczema, and my children, as children, you know, when they were kids, they had, you know, the eczema, the psoriasis, and so forth. And as they got older, you know, they were a little bit, of course, self-conscious about it. So then I started developing the scrub. And I did my research, and it is a coffee. It's based out of a coffee grounds. But, of course, coffee being that it's antioxidant, you know, and it has all kinds of just full amount of antioxidants. And then I did my research on sugar as well as alpha hydroxy, and also oatmeal. Oatmeal serves, you know, as you know, that Aveeno use a lot of the oatmeal baths, which I used to give my children because my kids had chickenpox too. So then, you know, with that, with that having, you know, having in mind to just have to combine all the ingredients with other things, as well as, of course, you know, being with my age, as you get older and when you get into your 40s, you get, you know, the age spots, the sunspots, you know, your skin layer tends to you know, it thins up, and then you no longer have all that SPF on your skin.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. So again, folks, if you're listening in, want to find out more about that, go to Rowena Designs on Facebook to find out about more about that. And again, just so everybody on the call is cleared in, all this stuff started with volunteering. All this stuff started with just giving back, doing something that she believed in. And look, now she's designing for folks all over the world. She's creating products that people are going to be able to use. Thank you so much for calling in today, and you know, much continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, Rich.
Okay. Bye-bye. It looks like we've got another caller coming in from the 408 area code, 408-596. Right?
408-4911.
Right. Yeah, let's talk to them.
Caller, if you have your number 4911, that's the last four digits, you're on the air.
Okay. My number actually didn't go out completely over the air, did it?
It did not.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, hello. Who is this?
Hi. This is Jasmine.
Jasmine, thank you so much for calling in.
So I saw your post, and I just thought I'd give you a call and talk to you about anything if you wanted to talk about volunteering and whatnot.
Well, what's your experience with volunteering and giving back? Tell us about one of your success stories.
I was a really active part of Food Not Bombs in high school, and a lot of that is making vegan meals for homeless people, and it's just showing compassion and love and trying to give of yourself to make sure that somebody else can have that better day.
What was your experience when you gave back? I mean, you know, one of the things that I said a few minutes ago was that giving back makes you feel instantly better. Was that your experience?
Most definitely. I think that just seeing that you had maybe helped, or at least you're around someone and being able to see them smile and know that you had a hand in that is pretty fantastic. It does feel good.
Great. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much for calling in today. I want to give you know, the other callers a chance, but thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. It looks like we've got a caller coming in from the 415 area code. Let's welcome them into the call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had a question on how you would raise money for surgery.
Sure. So, what kind of surgery do you got? So if you're raising money for surgery, and what's your name again?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, if you're raising money for a surgery, there are a number of different options that are available to you. One is using Kickstarter or another crowdfunding organization. And folks, if you're listening to the call and if you ever haven't heard of crowdfunding, it's a fantastic way to raise money. Crowdfunding is a lot like fundraising, but it's fundraising plus the internet. The way that it works is that you set a limit on your fundraising goal. So let's say your fundraising goal is $30,000 for a surgery, for example. So you put that up on Kickstarter or another crowdfunding company, such as Start.ac, a company that I was proud to help launch last year. So you put the crowdfunding project up on the crowdfunding site and your goal, and you raise towards it. And people make pledges towards that, but the money doesn't actually come out of their account until the full amount is raised, which makes it more likely for you to get pledges because people know that they're pledging towards a specific goal. So, Jennifer, what I would suggest is putting a goal up on a project up on Kickstarter and raising towards that. And if people wanted to donate to this directly, could you share some contact information so that they can contact you directly about that?
What kind of contact information?
Like an email address or something like that?
All right. I have an email called perfiglio@hotmail.com.
Okay.
That's perfiglio@hotmail.com.
Nice. So, folks, if you're listening in and if you want to find out more information, please send her an email about that. And you know, I wanted to thank you for calling in today, and I hope your fundraising goal gets made.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So let me share a couple of other stats with you, and a couple of the best practices. You know, one of the things that you want to do is be careful of sound-alike names. If you're a donor, if you're thinking of giving to an organization, be careful of sound-alike names. Uninformed donors are easily confused by charities that have strikingly similar names to others. How many of us could tell the difference between an appeal from the Children's Charity Fund and the Children's Defense Fund? You know, you want to, again, do some background research on who these organizations are, and the importance of that is to find out, is the organization, does it just sound like one that you think is a reputable organization, or is it? And you might want to confirm their 501c3 status. And here's a point about the 501c status. If you have a 501c3, if you have a nonprofit, you may not know this, but Google has an organization called the Google Grants. And the Google Grant is a $5,000 a month block of advertising that Google will give you free. You can go online and find out more about that. You can email me directly at ideasforsale@mac.com, and I'll connect you with some experts that will help you with that. But certainly, if you have a nonprofit, you should learn more about this fine program that will allow you to get $5,000 a month for your nonprofit free of charge. Another thing that you should do is, try to obtain the copies of their financial records and start a dialogue with them. You know, talk back with them. You know, and concentrate your giving on things that you really care about. Looks like we've got a call in from the 408-656 area code. I got a text from a caller from that number. I don't see him on the list.
It's 323-8064. We have a caller from the 323 area code.
Beautiful.
Hi, Rich.
How's it going?
Hi, this is Tia Barr. Hi, all listeners.
Tia, thank you so much for calling in today. Tia, you know, you and I have known each other for a little while, I regularly, you know, Google you and go to your IMDb to see who you're working with. And as a true tourist, I'm always amazed by all the people that you've worked with. Tia, have you been involved in some charity events that you could tell us a little bit about?
Yeah, I have. I did a great charity event recently with Brit Care. And, you know, being in Los Angeles and being an actress here in Los Angeles, I love that aspect of my career, that I get to use that, you know, that sort of recognition to go out and help other people, because there are a lot of charity events in Los Angeles that benefit children, you know, people with cancer, veterans, all across the board. And I just think that any time that you can use your recognition to help somebody else in any other way, it's so important and vital in life. So I do any way I can help. I always try to definitely, you know, give it my best and give all my time.
Well, Tia, thank you so much. And again, folks, if you're Googling this wonderful person, she's it's Tia Barr with two R's, Tia, B-A-R-R, and look her up and connect with her and make sure to follow her on Twitter and Facebook and keep up with what she's doing. And Tia, you know, you said something very interesting, which is that, you know, if you have a gift, if you have a skill, if you have something that you're already good at, you can connect that to a charity. That's what I'm hearing here. You're already working in the business. You've already got some name recognition. And by using that and giving back, it helps them and it feels good.
Oh, totally. We just did a big one that had to do with, it's called the Sporting Clay Shooting Event, and basically it's an archery event that teaches kids how to shoot archery. And to see the kids that hit the target, you know, the smile on their face is just priceless. Just having that, to just be able to give the gift of learning is priceless, and it doesn't cost anything, just giving your time. So it's vital and very important in my life.
That's fantastic. So Tia, you know, thank you again for calling in today. God bless you on your career, and folks, make sure to connect with Tia Barr today and find out what charity event she's coming up with next.
I will. Okay, great. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much. I also want to tell you a little bit about an organization that I recently helped with their website and doing some promotion for them, and is an example of this thing that Tia was just talking about. And it's called A Global Difference at aglobaldifference.com. And you just type in aglobaldifference.com, and you can also connect to it on Twitter, on Facebook. And A Global Difference is an interesting organization. What it is, it combines discounts with giving back. You choose what you want to save money on, whether it's going to see a movie, a product, a service, something like that. I think there's 1,500 or so organizations that are a part of aglobaldifference.com. And you choose that, and then you choose the cause that you want to have your a part of your discount go to. And so you save money going to the movies and doing things that you already love. And you can give back at the same time. In fact, I think their motto is give a little and save a lot. So go make sure to check out aglobaldifference.com. We had the founder of a new organization that's been trying to call in, but I think we're having some kind of technical difficulty, but we'll try to get her on. Oh, I can see her right there. It's 408-something-something-6467, is it? You know? No, it's 1823. I don't see her on the line, but I'm sure that we'll have her come in as soon as possible. But it looks like we've got a couple of other people that are waiting to call in. And if you don't have the number handy, please feel free to call in to the number. And once again, the number is 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303 with your success stories, your comments, or your questions about your nonprofit, and we'd love to hear about that. And again, we just encourage people to be involved and to stay involved. And, you know, overall in 2007, giving was up 3.9% in all categories shown in nonprofits. Here's some of the breakdown in terms of giving that I wanted just to share with you. You know, religious giving is about $100 billion a year, education about $33 billion, human services, you know, services that help one another, it's about $29 billion. Health directly is about $23 billion. Public society benefits about $22 billion. Arts and culture and humanity about $13 billion. So you can see that the arts and culture could use a little bit of help. The environment and animals, about $9.6 billion, which seems kind of strange if you think about it, because most of the advertising that we see is related to the environment and animals, yet, as you can see, it's about one-tenth of some of the other categories, 2.3% to foundations, and unallocated giving every year is about $23 billion, which seems kind of odd if you think about just giving, you know, just randomly, but I guess it happens, right? The greatest portion, $229 billion, was given by individuals or household donors. So though businesses do give, most of the money that's donated anywhere is from individuals or household donors. And so what does that mean? It means if you have a nonprofit, if you have an organization, you want to make sure that your list includes households and individuals and not just business. Business-to-business giving is significant, but most of the giving comes from individuals. In fact, it's 74.8% of all giving that comes from individuals. The sum of gifts by individuals and through charity benefits is about 207 in 2007 was about $252 billion, or 82% of total giving. And it's a good thing to be involved. And so we appreciate that, and we want to encourage people to continue giving. Looks like that we've got another caller coming in from the 510 area code, right? And so maybe we can bring them into the call.
510, last four digits 6289. You're on the air.
Oh, it's just
hello?
I'm just listening. Rich, it's Rowanna. I'm just listening to. I've already talked to you earlier.
You just stayed on the call. You bet. Well, we don't double dip on this call, man. So we look forward to talking to you soon, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too, Rich. Thank you. I'm just listening in. So
all right.
So yes.
Okay, next caller, we have a either a block number or Skype. If you're on a block number or Skype, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hello, is this Melissa?
Well, I don't know. Am I on with you or not?
Melissa, I was just talking a little bit about a global difference. I didn't see that your number. So tell us a little bit more about a global difference, particularly how it got started and what your heart is on this.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know if you hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. I really appreciate it. I've always had a heart for volunteering and giving back, and when I got into the work environment, it was all about volunteering, and I worked at IBM for many years helping the manage the employee events and corporate discount programs, and I thought, I wish I could do this on a wider level and make it be something that would be for the greater good. So I held that in my heart, and all through the years, it's been over 20 years, I always thought I want to do this and really make it count locally, nationally, and globally. And with the onset of the Internet, it really blew it wide open because there are so many people out there that give, and maybe they aren't able to give, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars, but they want to give something. And a global difference is that place that is kind of at a grassroots level where people can simply give to their cause, get something in return, save money, and do something for the greater good. And that's been my heart, to really see it grow, to reach any kind of nonprofit, to reach any kind of program that is really helping people to grow, whether it's spiritually, creatively, financially. We look forward to helping people that I worked in the nonprofit arena for a while, helping low-income women start their own businesses. And that was such a powerful thing to see these women come in and say, I have an idea, but I don't know where to go from here. And to see people with a dream and to say, you know, that's yours. It's there for a reason. We want to help you to grow that dream and to have you be able to walk in it and live in it. So a global difference now is out there online. We just launched. And the whole idea is if you have a cause that you want to help, you can shop online. We give all the rebates go back to the cause that you want. If you want to support somebody, let's say through the arts program, my gosh, all of the corporate funding and many private donations have, you know, tanked because of the economy. But little by little, we've seen online how social media makes a difference. You get the word out through Facebook. You get the word out with a tweet. We've seen the power, how that has affected people's lives and businesses and countries worldwide. So that's what a global
business is. Beautiful. And once again, Melissa, the website address is just aglobaldifference.com, right?
Aglobaldifference.com, right.
And they can just connect with you on Facebook and Twitter, same thing?
They just go to the website, click on follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We have an 800 number. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got a cause that you'd like some help on, we're there to help you. And we want to make a global difference together. So
beautiful.
I have an 800 number. It's 1-866-933-4668.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for calling in today. And I hope that people connect with a global difference.
Thank you, Rich. Have a good
okay.
one.
And then we're running out of time, but I wanted to give a quick shout-out to the 323-833-8064. Welcome them into the Easy Way Broadcasting Studios. If it's possible. Or not. That's okay. And I just wanted to, we're running out of time, folks. So I just wanted to close the show by reminding you that this is the Rosman Experience, the Rick Rosman Show. It's been my privilege and honor to be a guest host on that, and I encourage you all to follow Rick Rosman on Twitter and Facebook. Go to rickrosman.com to find out more about the wonderful work that Rick is doing. And, of course, as I said, this is being broadcast from the Easy Way Broadcasting Studios, and I would encourage everybody to make sure that you're plugged into Eric Zuehle. Follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuehle on Twitter. Make sure to follow him on Facebook and make sure to learn more about the Easy Way, which I'm a gigantic proponent of. Thank you again for being part of this, and I want to encourage everybody that's on the call, that's on the show, that's listening to the show, to make sure that you're involved in something that's bigger than you, because if your dreams are bigger, that makes you bigger, and it helps us all, pay it forward. So thanks again for tuning in, and next week, I'm sure Rick will be here or some other wonderful person, and if I get a chance to fill in again, I hope that you call in with your ideas, suggestions, and statistics, and particularly your success stories. We want to hear about your successes, what's going right with you, what you would want to do better, what we can all do better together, and it's just going to get better and better. For Rick Rosman and the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, this is Rich Greenwood. And again, if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to. You can email me at ideasforsale, ideasforsale at mac.com. Give me a call, 408-329-0458, or check out the website at firepowercreative.com. And, be a part of the show. Be a part of making things better. Be a part of making history. You know, it's 2013. It's the year is early. We've got a long way to go. There's everybody in the whole world has the same amount of time every year. You know, we all have different challenges. We all have different opportunities. But we've all got the same amount of time. And one of the things that we talked about early in the show was just how much it adds up, the volume of giving. And when you give back, you get back twofold. So once again, for the Easy Way Broadcasting and the Rosman Experience, this has been Rich Greenwood. Thanks again for tuning into the show.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.